Welcome to Sound Vision, where we simplify life through technology. Joining us today are Sound Vision owner Mark DiPietro and Jack Dix from Alarm.com.
Hey, Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Mark.
Fantastic. So we want to introduce to our customers the Alarm.com platform and give them a feel and an idea of what that is and how it works and what benefits it could be, you know, show for them. So give us the high level. Like, what is Alarm.com?
Alarm.com is a platform company. And what that means is we have created a way to work with customers' security systems to provide both residential and for commercial, for businesses, a way for them to be connected to their business, to be connected to their home, and to be connected to their family. And we started out about 20 years ago. It was actually an idea that came from Steve Trundle, who is now our CEO and president, and is the founder of Alarm.com. He had a security system installed about 20 years ago, and the installer gave him the key fob after the installation, said, here's how you arm it, here's how you disarm your system, are there any questions? And he said, yeah, what else can I do? You've got door sensors and windows, motion detectors, there's got to be something else that I can do with it. And he's like, no, there's really nothing else. And so that was an idea that Steve Trundle came up with that said, there's got to be more that a homeowner or a business owner can do with their system that allows them to stay connected to what's going on. Back in those times, if you had an alarm, whether it was something that they dispatched police, fire, rescue, you might not know what was going on with your home until you were contacted either by the central station or by police or by the fire department, et cetera. And so he said,
that's
there's
got to
be a way. It is. And not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Imagine that phone call. Yeah, you probably should come home because your home is engulfed in flames, et cetera. And you had no idea.
And there's actually not, I'm asking, not telling, there's not a lot of, like, security panels don't have apps generally.
Right.
So this is actually the app that interfaces with like whatever security says. It's sort of brand agnostic. Is that right?
That is correct. So we tie into security panels and it allows you then to communicate to the panel and to any of the devices that are part of the system that you have in your home or in your business. So cameras, garage door controllers, door locks.
So now you're going to get into some of the features that Alarm.com can offer. And again, just to be clear, you don't necessarily, or I don't know, do you necessarily provide that equipment, or are you saying, hey, we have a certain type of garage door opener and we can control and talk to that and sort of know if it's open and closed and that kind of thing?
Right. So we integrate with different manufacturers for door locks and different manufacturers for garage door controllers and such. And that information is on our site at alarm.com. And everything that we do is through...
It's not alarm.com. It's just alarm.com.
That's correct.
Michelle, did you know that?
I figured that one out.
Michelle, we're many minutes in and you haven't said anything.
All on my own.
It's very dull if you're not in, Michelle. It's two guys chatting in a room. Come on.
But all of our work is done through professional integrators like Sound Vision. And they do all the installation and they work with Alarm.com. We're really behind the scenes. The interface to the end user is through the professional company. So Sound Vision works with the homeowner or the business owner, finds out what their needs are, how they can best be served by knowing that information that connects them to their family, to their business, to their home. And then you provide that equipment.
So Jack, how long have you worked for Alarm.com?
I've been with Alarm.com about 8 years now, and I was employee number 289 or something like that, and now there's about 1,600 of us at Alarm.com.
And Jack just did a training for our staff, our technicians this morning, and in that he alluded to the average age of the employee at Alarm.com. And I believe if I was listening, it was 27. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. So 27.
Wonder what the median age is as opposed to the average. Median, that's like where you have half of them above and half of them below, right? That's median?
Yeah.
So the median number? Yeah. Jack, are you above or below that average?
I am just barely above that average age.
I'm going with 29.
Yeah, my wife comments, and it's our joke, that all I do is work with my kids' friends.
Oh, wow.
He was teaching piano to a kid in the neighborhood. I heard that, too. Jack is absolutely a striking man. We don't have video. We wanted to keep this, you know, on the G level, but just a striking man. Anyways, back to Alarm.com. So, like, what is the difference, say, in Alarm.com and all the DIY platforms that are out there that you see on commercials all the time?
Right. DIY products that people may want to install themselves or part of it themselves. What we've kind of learned over time is that DIY may be better understood as BIY, which is buy it yourself. People want to be able to buy products, but they don't necessarily want to take the time to do the installation. And that's why it's really helpful to have a professional company that does that. I know for me in the work that I do, at the end of the day, I've got a lot of things on my mind that I want to do, but working on my door lock might not be one of them, or working on the garage door controller or lighting controls, those types of things. So it's really good to have a professional that does that work for them. And then they have somebody that they can call if they have any questions or anything that they want to do further. You've got that support structure behind you. With a DIY installation, there may be an 800 number that you call, and that 800 number may get you to somebody that knows a little bit about the equipment, but most of the time, DIYers are on their own. And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, oftentimes they just throw it in the trash can.
So one of the things that we at Sound Vision spend a great deal of time on is all of our employees are bonded, are background checked. They do continuing education over each year. We're required to do that. And everybody is registered with the North Carolina Alarm Board. And that is pretty rigorous. Like, it goes on all the time. So there's always somebody that's renewing their CEUs or their license. But that goes not only to our technicians, but also to everybody on our team. So we definitely take that very seriously. The alarm system is a life safety device. So that's also really important that you have it installed properly as well. And you have these kinds of services like Alarm.com that keep you informed on what's going on. So Jack, like, what I know you have a heart out, and we're kind of coming up to that. So anything else that you'd like to talk about the service or anything like teaching the young man piano, your next door neighbor that just shows up?
Yeah. So I think part of the understanding of the system and the platform is the fact that people already have door locks in their homes. People already have a garage door controller. They have lights and light switches and such, but they want it to be done in a fashion that allows them awareness and control on all of those things. And so the idea is that you work with your professional company like Sound Vision, and you find out, how can I put a door lock in that I can control remotely, or that I can know if it's locked or not locked? When I drive away from home, can I be aware that my doors are locked, my doors and windows are closed, the garage door is closed? And so we're helping customers through Sound Vision to know how best to install the right equipment that lets you do that remotely, and you can always be aware of what's going on in your home.
One thing that you brought up in the training that has become really popular or gaining popularity that is super cool, and I'm kind of guessing that most of our customers are not going to be aware of, is geofencing. Before we wrap it up, could you just touch on what geofencing is and how Alarm.com incorporates and uses geofencing to a customer's benefit?
Sure. So geofencing uses location service on your phone, So everybody has their smartphone with them wherever they are. And so when you are driving away from your home, you can create what we call geofences. And so let's say I'll have a, think of it as a circle around a particular address, and maybe it's 1 mile out or 3 miles out. And so I have a geofence at my house that's a home geofence. When I drive away from that 1 mile geofence and I left my garage door open, it would send me a notification and a button that I can push that takes me right to the app to close the garage door. Or I can know if a door is left unlocked or a door is open or I forgot to arm my system.
So hear that. That means that if you forget, if you're the kind of person that's forgetful and you drive off and you leave the lights on or you leave the door unlocked or you leave the garage door open, this will automatically every time tell you, but only if you did that. So if the door is closed, it doesn't tell you,
right.
But if it's open, it does tell you, and it gives you a button immediately that, so it gives you the action to be able to close it
right
immediately.
That's so correct. So on your phone, your location services is basically tracking your location as you're traveling. I'm thinking of it like a Google map. And as you travel outside that 1 mile perimeter, it's going to ding a notification to give you the option to close something or take action.
That's correct. And it can also do some things behind the scenes, such as we have it set up that when we drive away a certain distance, I've created a geofence that's 20 miles out. When I drive out and my wife, when we leave outside of that 20-mile geofence, we can set back the thermostat a couple of degrees. And so I'm saving money, and that money that I'm saving may even pay for the services that I'm being provided in having that technology. So it's always nice to have a technology that works and benefits the customer, but also pays for itself.
That's a great point. And actually alarms do that in a number of ways. That just having a monitored system in and of itself offers an insurance break as well. And so we can kind of walk you through that. I know people are probably wondering what does the service cost, and that is based on the number of services that are added to it. So it's more of a tiered thing. I'm asking as much as I am telling. It's more of a tiered thing, and as we add services, then it's a monthly cost, like a lot of other services are. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And so the salesperson from Sound Vision will work with the customer, find out what are things that they would like to be aware of, what are things they would like to have control over, and then they fit a package that works for that customer. So you're not paying for anything that you're not using, and you're not paying any more than you have to pay, but you also have all of those things included. And then when you add in the life safety aspect of it, when you add in the thermostat control setback that helps you pay for it, then it just works out that the customer gets exactly what they want at the right dollar amount.
Yeah, so it's scalable up or down. As you get more comfortable with it, you can add services, or if you find that ones that you're not using, you can take those away. That's super cool. Super cool. Michelle, do you have anything to add?
You had touched briefly on in the training the water aspect of being able to monitor for flooding at a home or a vacation home, different controls that can be put in to help screen for an unexpected event like that, that it's very costly and almost disastrous at certain points. I know we had a customer not too long ago, they had a leak and it took out 3 floors of their house, and they're doing a bare bones rebuild. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, insurance companies, homeowners insurance companies tell us that's the number one expense that they have, the number one cost. And almost everybody knows either somebody that's had that kind of a scenario or has happened to them themselves, and it's a very costly issue when you've got water pipe leaking or, you know, a break or something like that, and you're having to spend a lot of money to do the remodel. What we do, we have devices that can replace the water main switch that's inside the home. So every home has a shutoff valve as for the pipes that come into the home. So we replace that with one that can be automated, And so we can control that through the app. So the customer has the ability to turn that on and off. And it could even be done automatically if there's water sensed in different areas of the home. So we've got water bugs and different things that we can put maybe by the water heater or by the refrigerator or other places that have water sources. And when water is flowing and it shouldn't be flowing, you can shut the water valve off and protect the home from any damage that would be caused.
Yeah, I actually have this in my house. It's super cool. You have the button that you can turn on and off the main water valve, just like Jack said. And then we have little boxes. They're about the size of, I don't know, maybe three packs of gum, about that size, and put them in the pans where the water heaters are. And we've got one under the sink because we've had, you know, garbage disposal explode, and then they got water all over the place. And so when it senses water, it can actually turn that off, which is awesome. Because if you travel, if it's a second home, vacation home, if you're, whatever, if you're asleep, it will do it automatically. You don't have to do anything. And that, like Jack said, saves you a ton of money. Very funny story. True story. One of my very best friends in DC, his son went to the bathroom in the middle of the night, his teenage son. And he didn't wait.
I'm scared of where this is going.
Yeah, well, he didn't wait. Well, if it's really bad, we can edit it out. But he didn't wait till the end. And not only did the toilet not stop.
So it kept running.
It kept running from 2 a.m. until 7 a.m. Oh, dear. On the third floor of their house.
Oh, my gosh.
And not only did it. Not only did you have all the water damage, but because he didn't wait till it stopped, he had
sewage.
Yes. Yes.
Raw
yes,
sewage.
That is correct. And what he found out is that becomes what is it called? They had to move out. They had to move out for 2 months mm-hmm. and live in hotels because that was
biohazard.
Thank you. That's exactly right. What I'm.
Okay.
Yes. So they not only had the cost, but the inconvenience just because of
it seems like this technology would most certainly pay for itself in it preventing an event like that.
If you have teenage sons, you need this. So anywho, hey, Jack, thank you very much. This has been really cool. Was it not fun?
It was fun. Great.
Jack was like nervous coming in here, and he is a natural. Not only is he strikingly good looking, but he's a natural on the mic as well. So, Michelle, take us out.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and we will catch up with our listeners next time on our next episode of Simplifying Life through Technology with Sound Vision.